This is Latina State of Mind, a podcast created by Latinas for all audiences, where we can share our life experiences about love, life, and everything in between.
Welcome to Latina State of Mind. My name is Diana.
Hi, I'm Senia.
And I'm Nancy.
Today, we're going to be talking about friendships. And also, thank you for listening to us. I'm talking about friendships. Who wants to start? Who has a question?
I guess we should start by saying how we know each other and how we became friends.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are.
you guys have a longer relationship. Why don't you guys start?
Okay. We met at work, working at the same place. I begged Nancy to be my friend.
Yeah. You have to like, fight hard for me.
Begged. Mm-hmm. Literally begged.
She wouldn't go?
No, really. Like, she used to sit across from me, and I just remember being like, that girl seems like she's so cool, and I just, like, wanted to be her friend. But then I would go over, and she'd be like, yeah, I had a good weekend. And I was like, what you do? Like, let's hang out. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, let me know. Let's hang out. Blah, blah, blah. You went to the Mexico game. Blah, blah, blah.
We like my mochila.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, that was it. And she just wouldn't. She didn't want to be my friend.
She didn't bud. Why didn't she want to be her friend?
I don't think that I didn't want to be her friend. I don't know what happened. But
I think she was really busy with, like, her friends at the time, because that was her party time. Like, when I met you at the peak of your party life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think you just didn't have room for, like, other friends.
I think she should have suckered you in. Take you out for a wild ride.
I mean,
I did.
I love it.
And this is how we're here.
Look at us now. Still going strong.
Okay, that's good to know.
But I think our relationship went through a lot of different stages. I think, like, when we first met, it was very, like, I think it was pretty superficial. Yeah. It was just, like, I know her from work. We kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. And then one day I'll never forget this. I had a panic attack. And for some reason, the one person I wanted to call was her. And she was like, where are you? And she came and rescued me and got me out of my panic attack. And I think that helped to, like, get us a little closer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then after that, I think I was able to share, like, all the things that are happening in my life, because obviously I was having a panic attack for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I think ever since then, I think our friendship just got a little deeper. And
okay, it was a moment of vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't know, I just felt how honest you were and trustworthy. And I remember one of the many times that I was, I don't know, dealing with a little bit of heartbreak, I called you too. I don't know if you remember. Or I texted you, because I don't really call people.
Yeah.
But, and I started just, like, telling you about it. And I think at that point, I wasn't really out with everyone. It was a hard thing for me to talk about. And I just felt so comfortable sharing that with you. And you were there for me. So I think I just loved you. Ever since.
I loved you from the minute I met you.
No, she didn't.
She loved me.
I loved you. Yeah.
My bad.
And then, how did we meet Diana? Mm-hmm. Diana, we just met at work. That's great.
The one thing that came out of there was friendship.
And I feel like one of my favorite things about Diana was just, okay, this is a podcast where there's going to be bad words, so I'm sorry, but she just didn't give a shit. Right. Like, Diana didn't have a problem calling people out. She didn't have a problem saying, I'm going to be late and coming in with her coffee. Yeah. And then just, you know, but it was so refreshing seeing somebody that at her age didn't care about what other people really thought about her and enjoying her life. And I just, like, was immediately drawn to her. And again, begging for affection. There I go. I just wanted to be in, I wanted to be in Diana's space all the time. Like, I felt really, I don't know. I feel like you just drew me in with your energy, because you never were like, exactly like that. You can't see it, but she's making a fishing line.
Yeah, I just try to reel her in.
But I feel like the thing with Diana was that immediately you know that she's not a person that's like envious, and she's always down to help and like share her knowledge and help you be better or as good as you are. And I think that's one of my, like, one of the best things about Diana.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And she's very humble.
I am very humble. Yes, okay, so I feel a little different about you.
Okay.
But I love the difference.
Yeah.
Only because I also felt honesty from you. And that's something that I didn't at the time feel with my other friendships. And also, you were very affectionate, and it bothered me a lot at the beginning. She wanted a hug all the time, and I was like, girl, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
I was raised a different kind of Hispanic, the kind that we don't do that. So that was different. Mm-hmm. But I was glad to see that difference, and I was glad to experience that, and to begin trying to show some affection.
I broke her.
All of us. Have I been broken? No. Am I a little bent? Yes.
So let's talk about why this, I don't know. I feel like if we talk about friendships, we can talk about all types of friendships. And I think for us right now, we have a really good, honest friendship. Like, we're not super close that we have to talk to each other every day. But when we see each other, it's like we never stop seeing each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, we pick up where we left off. But I feel like we've gone through a lot of different friendships in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how I know that right now I have really, 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 really good friendships. But I haven't always had really great friendships. And I think it's important that we talk about those friendships that were not so positive, so that we can then turn around and talk about the good friendships.
Yes.
Who wants to start?
I can start. I think it's come with age, at least for me. That's how I feel. Definitely when I was younger, I always felt like everyone was my friend. And like, now that I think about it, it was also superficial. You know, because we were just hanging out and going out and drinking and stuff. And at that point in my life, that's what I needed, and it was fine. But now that I'm older, there's not a lot of people that I actually trust, like, going to tell them how I'm feeling or if I'm going through something. So it's, I don't know, I think, like I said, for me, it's been just growing up and learning what's actually good for me. And setting boundaries with people who maybe are not adding anything of value to my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but like, not adding value, but then taking away from you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the most hurtful part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we have, I don't know, for me, I think I've had friendships where I was the one that was, that I always felt like, I always wanted to give people chances, and I was always like, no, like, they have gone through harder things than I am, and that's why they act out. They have gone through trauma in their life, and that's why they're being a little rough, and they have done, so, like, I always excuse people until, and it was like, but when I make a mistake, I don't get any grace. Like, I'm always, like, a jerk, you know? I'm always, like, it's your fault that this happened. And then I think that was the switching point for me, that I was like, I'm gonna give what I get. So like, I always try to go a little extra, but if I'm not getting that from a friendship, then it's not worth my time. Like, because I, like you said, you know, now you know who you can trust. And I don't know if I knew you that well, but one of my core memories is after my dad passed away, I didn't know what to do. I remember just being like lost, and my dad passed away in Mexico. We weren't sure if it was him. Like, it was just very difficult. And I remember I told the girls, and immediately it was like, what do we need? Like, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And they came over, like you came over, Sarai came over, and they sat with me and they held my hand. And when my brother called and said, it is my dad, I remember screaming and just like feeling the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. But I remember looking up and seeing my best friends there and just thinking, oh my gosh, like I'm not alone. Like, they're here for me. And I remember them walking with me. Like, I don't remember much about that day, but I remember them walking with me and holding me while we walked. And I remember thinking, like, I know that there's no way that I could have been doing this without them. And like, that day, I knew what friendship was like. I knew what friendship meant, because it was the lowest point of my life. And they showed up there and they held me together. And I feel like after that, it was like, oh, yeah, like solid. Like, we're friends forever. Like, whatever you need, here I am. Let's go.
You had both the emotional support and physical support.
Physical support.
Which I don't think in that moment, like grief, I don't think it's really talked about.
No. And I feel like it's really rare that you get, because it wasn't like just one person. It was multiple people that showed up for me. And then I feel like it was just beautiful. And I think for me, that's been one of the things, like when I think about my friendships, I think about those people and like the people that showed up for me when I needed them the most, you know,
The ones that make you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I mean, I've had the same experience. It goes along with time. You start seeing who adds value, who doesn't, who's taking away from you.
Yeah.
And I feel for me, it was more of the who's taking away. Like, okay, I'm doing all of the same experience that I'm doing this, and I'm giving excuses to the person whenever they're being assholes to me. Like, oh, they had a rough childhood, they had a rough this and that. And I kept thinking, okay, but no one's perfect, but still, I don't think I deserve this kind of treatment.
Right.
Like, and then not only that, making a mistake, even if it was so small, and then that individual making you feel like complete crap. That's what one of the, like, I haven't cut off people just because it is hard for me to do that. But have I stepped away from them, like, kind of cut communications? Yes.
Yeah.
But I also have to mention that I haven't been, like, a great friend. I used to be flaky AF. I've been working on that for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And it's still a work in progress, because sometimes I make plans and I'm like, why did I do that?
I don't want to go.
I have to socialize.
Yeah.
Still. But yes, I feel like we've all had those experiences that make us learn.
Yeah.
And it's not in a pretty way. It's never in a pretty way. It's always in a hurtful way, honestly. At least it has been in my case.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I feel like for me, I also was not always a great friend, and it wasn't until, I think, that we had our little argument, a little, you know, issues, that I learned how to be a better friend, I think. I think before I used to think that I was the best friend for everyone.
It comes from being a Leo. It's just perfect.
But no, I mean, I've made so many mistakes that sometimes even now I'll think about it and I'll be like, why was I so shitty to people sometimes? You know, they didn't really deserve that kind of friendship. So yeah, definitely something that I'm also working on, and hopefully I'm better at now.
But you did change.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is a lot of people don't.
Right.
They stick to their ways, and it's so toxic.
Right.
Like, you don't have enough self-awareness, I guess, to notice that you're hurting people and you're distancing, you're making them distance themselves from you. because most likely they've tried to be in your life. But yeah, it's just awful to.
I think to go back to what you said, I feel like I learned from our falling out.
Yeah.
Semi-little breakup thing. Because I felt like I didn't know as a friend how to put boundaries. Mm-hmm. And giving you a boundary was like so difficult and like so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the worst friend on the planet. And then it was just like, I remember just sitting there being like, oh my gosh, like I'm the worst person ever. Like I can't believe I did that. Like I'm not showing up for her. I'm not there. Like I should have not done that. And then just remember being like sick over the situation. Mm-hmm. And then being like, so then I'm putting her over me. And then I'm just going to get myself even more sick. And then it was just like sickening any way I saw it. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, all right, like I just have to put boundaries on my friendships and my life. And like, I didn't know, like as a friend, I didn't know when to stop those boundaries. Like, and I'm not a perfect friend. Like, I'm really like selfish. I can be really selfish. I'm an only girl in my family. Like I have four brothers and me. So I always got what I wanted. So
I got you. Right?
So it's hard for me to share. And it's hard sometimes to like, it's hard. Like being a friend, like being a good friend is not easy. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's what people don't understand.
So is there such thing as being a good friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
So what's your image of that? How do we accomplish that?
You show up. I feel like being a good friend is somebody that shows up. Like, and being a good friend is also somebody that understands that your friends have a life of their own and they can't always show up. You know, like I can't expect Nancy or you to drop their entire life every time I'm like having a moment, you know.
Yeah.
I have to understand that sometimes I just have to have a moment by myself. But I think that makes you a good friend.
Yeah, I think setting boundaries was helpful. I had no idea what that was before, you know, you did that to me.
No, but I feel like overall it's a new concept.
No, yeah.
Something
yeah.
that we're 100. All exploring a little bit more.
Boundaries.
Yeah, I think if you're a good friend, you're there for, you know, for your people, but you're also letting them know when they're making mistakes or when something is not right that they're doing, or if it doesn't make you feel good, or if you know that they're hurting themselves or somebody else. I think it's being there, you know, it's cliche, but in the good and the bad.
Yeah. It's being honest, right. too, because I feel honest. Like that's one of the key things that we talk about in our friendship is mm-hmm. that we're honest with each other, and like honesty is key for any type of relationship.
Right. Yes.
Can you be a bad friend?
Yes.
I'm hurting myself, but I'm also hurting the other individual because I'm not being clear in what I want out of this friendship. Yeah. And so I, like I mentioned before, yes, we all consider, I consider myself, I can't include all of you guys, but I consider myself to not be a good friend sometimes. Yeah, I talked about the flaky part. And you've seen the good, but maybe because you've given me the good. So I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Oh, I think that has everything to do with it. I think we learn to show up for people how they show up for us, them for us. Like, I feel like I show up for you guys the way you show up for me. But I have people in my life that don't always show up, and I show up the way they do. So, like, I think we meet people where they meet us, like, and I think that's healthy, like, because you can give more to somebody that's giving you less.
Yes.
Because then you're going to do all the work and then your heart's going to be broken.
Okay. So I feel a little bit better.
No, I think you're doing I think you're doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys. So this happens, like we're doing this podcast, but I've been dealing with this friendship and I'm having a really hard time with like, just grieving the friendship and moving forward with the friendship. But I know I've told you guys about this before. I have this friend who I met in high school. He was one of my best friends. Obviously had a crush on him. then he was like, I'm going to be a priest. And he if he ever listens to this podcast, he's going to know exactly who he is. So, not sorry, but sorry. That is what it is. I'm talking about you. But the thing about him was that he went to try to be a priest, all that, blah, blah, blah. Decided he wasn't going to do that with his life. Came back and we used to write to each other, and like back in the olden days, he used to buy calling cards and call me, and like we were just really good friends. And I really cared for that friendship. Like after I put him in my friend category, it was like, we'll be friends forever. Like that was my life goal, to have him as my friend. And then he came back to my life and was like, to the town where we lived, and he said, hey, let's go out to the movies, blah, 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 let's hang out. And I was like, yeah, for sure. So we hung out, and then he looks at me dead in the eyes and says, well, if you're looking to lose your virginity with me, you're wasting your time because I'm not into virgins.
Oh.
And I was devastated. Like, whoa. I was 17, and I was heartbroken because that's not what I was looking for. Like, exactly. I just wanted to be his friend, and I thought, he was my friend. And so my little teen heart was like completely broken. And I was just like, I'm never talking to that guy again. I disappeared. Like, I haven't heard from him for like 10 decades, whatever. And then he finds me on Facebook. And I think, okay, you know, like, let's be friends. That's fine. And the conversation turns to, he's married, but he's having like nasty conversations with me.
What?
And like, I'm like, dude, like, this is inappropriate and disrespectful. So then I had to set boundaries, mm-hmm. and I blocked him from Facebook, and I like stopped communication because I'm not that, like, I'm not going to go down that path, like never. So then he emails me and he's like, I hope you still have this email. And then I show my husband the email and I say, what do you think? And then at the same time, it's like, I feel really sad because like, I loved him and like he was my friend, and how can people change that much? You know, like, mm-hmm. how can you go from being this awesome friend to being this shitty person? And then I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. So I messaged him. I said, you know, I felt disrespected. I felt this. And like, I just told him everything he made me feel. And I said, and the reason why I cut communication with you was because I put you maybe in a pedestal, and like, I should have not put you there. But at the same time, I respected our friendship and I respected your life and I expected to respect mine, and you didn't. And then he apologized. Okay. But moving forward, like, there's no more friendship because right. I feel like that's over. But it was so heartbreaking to end that friendship that for many, many years was so healthy and was just so yeah. fun and was so nice. And it just ended that way. And he was like, I'm sorry, I was such an idiot. And I was like, yeah, why? Like, why were you an idiot?
Right.
But I feel like that's the thing about friendships. You know, you have really awesome friendships, and then you have friendships that you thought were awesome, and then they end, and it's just like heartbreaking.
How do you deal with that? How yeah. do you deal with that loss? Because they're not gone.
No.
They're still there out living their lives.
But and then you feel like there's so many part of your... For me, like, there were so many part of my childhood, like, my kid memories yeah. that I have with him, that it's like, oh, now they're tainted. But, like, you don't want to see them that way, you know?
Yeah. But you have so much nostalgia.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's
tainted. It's just kind of tainted by him being a jerk. And it's just like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I think you learn that there's cycles to everything. Yeah. And maybe... You know, his friendship was amazing at the beginning, but then it wasn't. And it was just time for you to let go of that relationship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes you only see what you want to see from some people. Yeah. So maybe that's what you needed when you were younger, to have him there for you in that way.
Yeah, 100.
And then, you know, once he grew older and maybe showed you who he really was, or maybe he went through something and he changed, whatever it was just time to let go.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I feel like that was this whole like a couple weeks of just kind of going through that friendship ending and being like, oh, that's sucky, like, mm-hmm. because you cared about somebody's friendship for so long that you wanted like
You even were willing to work through
whatever happened when we were teens.
Yeah.
You know?
But
yeah. So dramatic.
It wasn't meant to be a lesson. I don't
know. And I think
you live and you learn. That's my thing.
I did learn to stand up for myself there. Because I feel like any other time I would have avoided having to say why I'm not talking to somebody or having to be like, oh, well, excuses. And no, like, I was just like, I got nothing to lose. I can be honest. And you know, maybe next time you're not such a shitty person to another friend of yours. And, yeah. You know?
We'll see, you came up with something positive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. No, that's you good. Really did. You taught yourself a lesson. You taught the other person.
Hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully you taught the other person a lesson. Like, hey, don't be so crappy.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
What do you think would make a friendship, like, a lifelong friendship? Like, what do you guys think that makes a lifelong friendship? Mm. Do you have friendships that you think it's lifelong?
You better.
Oh, no.
You better. You better
for me. We're going to be in the same, like, little,
Nursing home,
yeah.
Asilos.
And then my nephew already said he's going to, like, sneak some alcohol in. So. We got this.
Girl, I'm going to have so many medications.
Who cares about alcohol? I need my morning, afternoon, and night cocktail. Thank you.
Oh, man. I hope I do find a friendship like that. I honestly, I've thought of many that I thought were going to work out that way, and then it just didn't. And it was a high school friendship as well, and it started from elementary school. But I noticed, or we noticed, maybe both of us, we noticed that this was just a friendship because we saw each other every day.
Mm.
And we're both Hispanic, and we were at a community where there wasn't a lot of Hispanics, so we had each other. But was it, in a way, forced because we only had each other? I don't know. I hope not, because I really, truly loved her. But was it just there because we saw each other every day? I mean, we don't see each other every day, and we're still friends.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not sure what would make it a lifelong, but I sure do hope to figure that out.
Yeah.
With someone.
Yeah.
I think
winky, winky at
we got you.
At you.
You know who you are.
Yeah. I think what makes a, I don't know, for me, it's like, we have the, like, it's such a good recipe for, like, a lifelong friendship, mm-hmm. I think we're honest with each other. We've been friends for a few years now. Mm-hmm. I think we're strong. I think once you make it past 3 years, I think you're good.
We're way beyond.
Yeah,
that,
exactly. I think we've made it.
I like how you put it as a recipe. Okay, it's not going to be just one thing.
No, I don't think it's just one thing.
It's going to be a conjunction of things.
Yeah.
So, and I probably that recipe is just going to have to keep changing.
100. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be just your regular schmegular spices.
No.
You're going to have to change it up.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like, if you don't grow as a person,
right,
you're never, like, you're not going to keep any relationship, like, no friendship, any other relationship. But I have friends, like, one of my bestest friends, like, we've been friends since we, like, were 15. Like, we're still friends. We're still best friends. Like, two of them, you know? And we've been through some cycles in our lives, you know? We met when we were teenagers, and we got to our 20s, and we broke up and made up, and, you know? Yeah. And we grew together, and we're still here, and we're so strong, and, like, I can't imagine life without them. Like, I don't know how to do life without them, and I feel the same about you guys again.
Yeah, but I think that's key what you said. You both grew up. Like, you grew together.
Yeah.
There's sometimes that either the other person is growing, and I'm not necessarily saying, like, maybe career-wise or having things or whatever. It's just, like, as a person, growing, learning more about yourself, being willing to learn about yourself and it's something that you both have to do, I think, if you want to maintain a friendship.
Yeah.
And I think we've all been doing it. And it's part of what we're doing right now, talking about it.
Yes. Exactly. I wanted to make a point about growing together, but I totally spaced it. So sorry, you guys. No. But I mean, even if you're not on the same pathway to growth, mm-hmm. I guess, as long as you have self-awareness,
yeah,
that, okay, you're growing right now, I'm not, let me not be envious of that. Yes. Let me not stump you, like, I'll stop you from doing that. Mm-hmm. You're not there yet, but doesn't mean that you have to stop the other individual.
Yeah.
So, self-awareness, we can add that to the recipe, I guess.
Yeah.
Of noticing where you are, where the other person is, and know that you'll get there someday, or accept that they will get there someday. Well, we want to share our closing thoughts.
Ooh.
Closing thoughts about friendship. Let's kind of like gather everything that we've thrown out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First of all, glad to be here.
Second of all, I'm glad we're doing this together.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super grateful. And there's nobody else I'd rather be doing it than with you guys.
Yeah.
It just seems right.
Yeah.
Is it just me or no?
No, okay. It's right.
It is right.
It's right. It's right. I think to close off our chat for today and our episode for today, friendships are key in our lives, I think.
Yes.
Having good friendships is key. Being a good friend is key.
Noticing the bad ones.
Noticing the bad ones.
Yep.
Notice if you are the bad one.
Self-aware. Self-awareness.
That was such a good point.
Self-awareness, yeah.
I feel like a lot of people lack that.
Yeah.
But I can't also blame them because it only came to me maybe a couple years ago. So maybe you're getting there. And if you're not, let's think about it.
Yeah. Think about who you are and what you're doing.
Think about your actions and how everything has a reaction.
I like that.
Oh, that's what I live by. Yeah. Like, you got to think about what you're doing because it's going to have some sort of effect. It might not be positive. It might not be... It might be negative.
Yeah.
Positive or negative still, whatever. But yes, everything has a consequence.
I think that one of the key things that we can take with us today is not only are we able to like continue to be friends with each other, but we get to like grow up together, be self-aware. And I think one of the best things about friendships is when a friend cheers you on and friend is happy for you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you have a friend that's not happy for you and that's not like living for the good and the bad in your life, then that's not a good friend. And that's when you move away and that's when you say, okay, we're done. Because I feel like for the three of us, mm-hmm. it has been key. Like you went through like all these things and let's support you and let's be there for you, but also there's all these awesome positive things that are happening in your life and how can I help, how can I be there. Like I feel like that's what friendships are. Like you guys are like being a friend and being in a good friendship is being somebody's like ultimate cheerleader.
Yes. Not a competitor.
It's exactly
not a competition.
Yeah,
it's not a competition with your friends.
I just think of when we were standing right next to you when you were getting married and how happy we were to see you be happy.
Yes. Thank you guys. That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
I loved looking at you guys and seeing your smiles. Yeah. Like that was...
And my bitch face. But you know I meant well.
Yeah. It was really a smile on the inside.
You almost cried.
I almost did cry.
Yeah. Was it when they put lay my dad's voice?
Yeah. I think that was just everyone.
Everybody cried.
I cried, for sure.
Wimp. I'm just kidding.
I ugly cried.
No, but that was a great moment. Yeah. And yet another thing that brought us even closer together.
Yeah. Exactly.
All these life events.
Yeah.
And this was an example of a great one.
Yeah, and hopefully there'll be a lot more and we can continue to be there for each other and learning from each other.
Yep.
And yeah, I love you. I love you both.
Let's tell people what our podcast is going to be about and like.
Well, we're all Latinas. Yeah. And or if you consider yourself a Latinx, go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't judge. My mom taught me to respect, and I will.
Yeah. El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
I love that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, but we want to talk about our issues, our wins, our issues as a Latina. We have a different perspective.
We want to share a little bit of our personal lives, and I think that's important because we have a different story. We come from similar but different backgrounds. But we're all going different directions, and we have different ways of seeing life, and I think we want to come together in the places that it matters the most. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to help our communities in any way we can.
Yes.
And we want to be supportive of people like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open up the conversation about topics that maybe sometimes are not easy to talk about.
I feel like especially that, yes.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, if a conversation that we have is a good place to start for, you know, our listeners to have that conversation with somebody they have in their lives, then that would be amazing.
Yes. And I think that's one of the most important parts about this podcast is that we want to hang out and have fun and have funny conversations and deep, meaningful conversations. But also we want our listeners to take those conversations
to some guidance
wherever they need it. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we'll have plenty of guests, some professionals, some not so professional, but
there will be professionals though. It's not just going to be our goofy selves,
but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Even if it's a tough situation, if it's a tough conversation,
which we will have.
Yeah. And it's important to do so.
Tough and honest.
Yeah.
Oh, tough and honest. You're regular schmegular Latina. Am I wrong, though?
No. So stay tuned. Listen up for the next episode. What are we going to talk about?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll come up with something fun.
Hopefully. Dun, dun, dun.
This should be coming out in February. March is my birthday, so we can talk about me.
We're going to dedicate an entire episode
or
to Diana. A whole episode.
Or not, you know, we can discuss it later.
Anyway, the Leo in the room is affected.
The Scorpio's a little affected too. Well, we'll see. Thank you for listening.
Have a good night. Next time.
Thank you for listening to Latina State of Mind, produced by us, your awesome hosts, and special shout out to Jerome, our editor. Thank you everyone for listening. Hasta la próxima.